On Motzai Shabbos, on Saturday night, we have a Chiyuv Havdalah. And what happens if one misses Havdalah Motzai Shabbos? So the lach is, he could recite Havdalah Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday until sunset. Because the assumption is, the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, are still associated with the previous week. Wednesday, as we say in the Hayom, we already beginning to look forward to the following Shabbos. So that's the lacha by Havdalah. You have until Tuesday sunset. So the Rush raises the following question. Let's say one of his relatives died and he's involved in the Kfura. So from the time of death until the burial, he has the status of an onain. He's pater from mitzvahs, pater from davening. So let's say he was an onain and he couldn't have a mayor of the night before, and now he has time to, let's say, it's still Zman Shacharis, so he daven Shacharis because its kfur is over. What about Tashlumin? Does he have to make up for last night's davening he missed? So the Rush says no. He says the only time you have tefillas tashlumin, it's only if you're chayev in davening and you don't. And since we paskin like Tosfos that it's usher for noning to daven, so therefore there's no need for tashlumin. In contrast to someone, let's say, who's chola, the mitzvah of tefillah is still on him, he just can't do it. So therefore, when he gets better, he'd be chayev to make up for a missed tefillah. So the Rush says, when it comes to an onain, like the Bali Tosis, it's usher for an onain to daven. So therefore, he wouldn't have to. So if he became an onain during Zman Ma'ariv, and the kfura was done early in the morning, and when he comes back, he still has time for shacharis. So there's no need to do a second Shemona Esrei. A tashlum of Mayrav. That's what the Rush writes. Comes along the Dugal Merivava, and he wants to qualify the opinion of the Rush. When does the Rush hold that an onain is pater from Mayrav and there's no tashlum in? That's if he was an onain the whole Zman Mayrav. But let's say Zman Mayrav was 6 o'clock and he didn't become an onain until 8 o'clock at night, 2 hours later. And then the kfur was over early and he could daven shacharis. So then he writes the Dogum Rabbah, since he could have daven Myra between 6 and 8 at the beginning of the night before he became an onain, even though he didn't know the person was going to die or when he was going to die, he's still chayev in tefillah, because that's like that he considers like one who missed tefillah due to another type of accident. That's what the Rush writes. Havdalah, you have to the Rush writes regarding Ma'ariv that that you have that if you're since it's usher to daven, so therefore there is no din of tashlumin. In contrast, the Maharal Wurmberg makes a distinction between an onain who misses tefillah and an onain who misses Havdalah. The Maharal Wurmberg writes that an onain who wasn't able to make Havdalah because, let's say, his parent passed away on Shabbos. So right after Shabbos, he became an onain. He's chayev to do Havdalah whenever after the Kfura, on Sunday or Monday, whenever it is. Because even though l'chatchilo we shoot for Havdalah Saturday night, but as we pointed out, the chayev Havdalah goes until Tuesday sunset. So therefore, what the Maharal Wurmberg is saying is, perhaps, that when, if you do Havdalah on Sunday or Monday, it's not a tashlumin, it's considered the ikar chayev. And therefore, well, maybe not the preferred time, but it's still considered part of the Ikar Chiyuv. He could use it as just like when someone's in, being buried at whatever, early in the morning, and when they come back from the funeral, it's still the Zman Shacharis, so therefore, of course, you you no longer an own name, so then you'll be, so to Havdalah. If you want to argue about Havdalah, if you argue Havdalah, the Zman is only Saturday night, and therefore, it's also to do it, so then you'd be exempt from Havdalah. We paskin that one is chayev to do Havdalah. You chayev in Havdalah after the Kfura. And Pashas like the Maharam Nuremberg, because the chayev Havdalah is goes until Tuesday, or you want to argue that maybe, unless you want to argue against the rush and say that even though it's Asr to Daven, but that's an external, you're just an Anas. But really, then maybe you would have to make it up. So either way, that's the bottom line. The Maharam Ruhrenberg writes, makes it, so we had the rush. It says when it comes to Tefillah, then let's say Tefillah's Maharam, he was exempt from, so there's no Chiyav to make a Maharam. In contrast to a chola, let's say he contrasts an onin, he views an onin as mufka from Mairav, and therefore there's no tashrum, and in contrast to someone who's a chola, has to. However, the Dago Mirabava qualifies that only if he's owning the whole Zman Mairav. If he was owning an hour or two into it, then he is chayev. And the Maharam of Rumberg makes a chiyuv between Havdalah and davening. When it comes to Havdalah, the reason why you have to make it up is because the chiyuv, it's like coming back from the funeral, and it's the Zman Shachar. So of course you have to daven. It's still the Zman Havdalah. You have to make it up. As opposed to the chiyuv Tefillah, obviously Meirav is, the chiyuv is the daven Meirav Moitzai Shabbos. So if there is no chiyuv, so then there's no din of Tashrumin. And as well, there's also another interesting Machlokas Achronim, the Arach HaShochon against the Nesivis, where while he was an Onein, ate a meal, Yepater from making brachas, and clearly Yepater from benching. But the Shaila is, what happened if you're still full? You had a big meal, and now you come home after the funeral, and I'm still satiated from the meal. So the Tzivitz raises the Shaila, since maybe you have a Yechalta v'Savata, you still Soveya, so therefore he raises the Shaila, maybe it's like one who missed Havdalah Moitzoy Shabbos. Maybe the Chiyuv is still going on. It's a Chiyuv that starts, just like Havdalah starts Saturday night, goes until Tuesday. Maybe the Chiyuv Birkas HaMazon starts whenever you become full until you no longer full. And therefore, the reasons maybe you'd be chayev to bench. Aruch HaShulchan disagrees and says, since at the time you ate the meal, you were putter, so you're exempt from Birkas HaMazon. Because the issue is, v'yachalto v'savata, you need a chiyev achila and a sevi. And since the achila was done, b'shas petur, so therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you're definitely putter. That's in the Tziva Shaila. I guess what's the ikka, the achila, the sevia? Maybe you need either or, and that's the debate between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Tzivah. So some shailas regarding and onin regarding tefillah, havdalah, and birkas hamazon.